don't stalk Alex, but usually I have a good idea what's going on in her dating life because she always tells us in a group text, or I'll see her like going out somewhere on her Instagram or Twitter looking really nice. But I haven't seen a lot of that or got a lot of text messages lately. But I noticed something's going on with you. Did you have a date yesterday?
I didn't have. Well, I guess it kind of was a date, but it was an over the phone date.
An over the phone date. Okay, explain what's happening, Alex.
All right. So yesterday, I moved into a new apartment. Same apartment complex that I've been living in, just a different one. I wanted to downsize, so I had a 2-bedroom, 2-bath by myself, and I was like, "This is way too much space for me. I'm gonna go to a 1-bedroom."
What number is your new unit?
I forget. So I'm moving, and so you know you have to call the electric company to switch over your.
Your power, yeah. all those things is part of moving, yeah.
Exactly. And so I called them, and I end up getting transferred to this guy to switch over my power. And so we start talking, and he's funny. He thinks I'm funny. And, like, we're really hitting it off. Like, it's really good conversation.
Just
like,
over the phone.
Yeah, and we ended up talking for 55 minutes.
Oh my, so no wonder we went on hold so long.
I know, I was the cause of that. So I was talking to this guy about like all these things for 55 minutes. We literally talked about serial killers. He asked me what I do for a living. I told him I'm in radio. He was fascinated by that, wanted to know what kind of show we do. He doesn't live in Indianapolis, so it's like a call center, so he's from somewhere else. So he told me that he, you know, what his favorite radio shows are, and he asked me, you know, what kind of segments we do. So I told him about Murder Monday. So then we started talking about serial killers, and
God, this isn't good. Well, I like blood.
Thank God. This is whenever I say things like future Alex, thanks past Alex for thinking ahead now that I know what I know. Because while we were on the phone, because those calls are recorded, I literally said, by the way, if I end up missing, because we've been talking on the phone for so long, I said, if I end up missing, this guy did it, because we had been talking and those calls are always recorded. So we talk for a really long time, and I did something I probably should not have done.
You didn't like get like on the phone all like, you know, like dirty talky, did you?
I did not have phone sex with this man.
Okay. Okay. I thought that's where you were going with this. I'm like, oh my gosh, Alex.
No, but I did give him my Instagram.
Wait, how did this come out? Like, okay, hi, yes, I'm here to work with your energy
okay,
here.
So you want to transfer I wouldn't normally just give people that I don't know, strangers on the phone at the electric company, my Instagram and be like, hey, add me, let's talk and see what each other looks like. But his voice was so hot. I cannot even tell you. This guy had the sexiest voice. He sounded exactly like my type, which is very West Coast. He sounded California, like a surfer, skater, bro.
Producer MYK, you're from the West Coast. Do you think you know what this guy sounded like?
Yeah, pretty laid back,
yeah.
Right? Like the man, yeah, like somebody like, into sports.
Totally.
Like, yeah.
Totally, like shopped at PacSun before it was cool. Like, you know, one of those people. So that is the in my mind, that's what I'm picturing. I literally was asking him things like, I was like, do you wear skinny jeans? I was like, finding all these things out.
Are you in board shorts right now?
Exactly. So I was asking all these things, and he was like, I snowboard. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. So like all the things that he's saying, I'm into it. So I'm like, all right, I feel comfortable. And I feel like I have a very good intuition. I have a really good gut feeling about things. And so I had the feeling like this guy's totally who he's describing and what I'm picturing in my mind based on his voice. I'm picturing, you know, someone hot. So I'm like, why don't you add me on Instagram? And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, can you get on right now? Like thinking as we're on the phone. And he said, oh, no, I can't. I'm not allowed to like get on my phone while I'm working. But when I go to break, I'll add you. And I was like, okay. So I was so excited.
So the guy can't add you on his phone, but he can have a 55 minute conversation.
Nothing made sense. So I'm not saying that don't ask how the sausage is made. Just enjoy the sausage. So I give him my Instagram, right? And then I'm waiting all day long. This is so like for 5 hours, I'm waiting and waiting, waiting for this guy to add me. I keep refreshing. I'm like waiting for this guy. I'm like so excited to see what he looks like. Finally, someone new starts following me.
Oh, he added you.
And I open this Instagram. And it is a naked man.
What do you mean, naked man?
This Instagram is filled with naked photos. And not just normal naked photos. They're like artsy black and white, but it's like very amateur. So it's like his hairy butt laying on a couch, his ding-a-ling with a little bow tie on it. I'm like, he was really a fan of patterned bow ties on his ding-a-ling. I've never seen anything like it. I am horrified. I'm screaming. I like throw my phone. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, this can't be him. This can't be him. This can't be him, right? I'm freaking out. Sure enough, I get another friend request, and I'm like, no, this is the guy.
Okay, hold on. I want to hear more about this here, because if this is the guy, I want to hear, because it wasn't the nude guy.
It wasn't the nude guy. I figured it out. It was the next guy.
I wasn't bow-tie ding-a-ling.
Yeah, but imagine your fear. You give a stranger your Instagram name, and then you get that. So the next guy that added me, though, was him.